Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned of Kuf Beis and Masech Deba Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Hamasker Bayis Lachaveroi, Hamasker Chayv Bedelis Benagor Vemino, V'chol Dov Shemaisa Uman. The landlord must provide all things that require a craftsman, such as the door, the bolt, and the lock. The renter provides all other things that do not require a craftsman. Regarding Zevel Shebachatzer, manure in the yard, if it came from the renter's oxen, it belongs to the renter. If it came from other oxen, it belongs to the owner, because Chatzer Shel Adam Koine Lo Shel Medaita. One's yard can acquire on his behalf, even without his knowledge. The machlek is regarding avir chatzeri, the airspace of the yard, whether it requires even if mifsa kli, there was a separation between the air and the ground. Shiluach hakein, if a person finds a bird's nest with eggs that are hefker, ownerless, there is a mitzvah for him to first send away the mother and then take the eggs. The Mishnah's halacha regarding hamasker bayis l'chaveru b'nis abra hashana. If a person rented out his house to someone and afterward it became a leap year. L'shana nisarba l'secher. If the rental was per year, the renter gets the extra month for free. L'chadashim nisarba l'masker. If the rental was per month, the owner gets paid for the extra month. The machlek is regarding vim amarloi, b'shneim asu zuhuvim l'shana midinu zav l'chaydish. If he specified both, the rental is 12 dinarim per year, 1 dinar per month, the Mishnah holds the achleku, they split the extra month, because t'lo yedinan itavas l'shan rishon or l'shan achren. When a person makes a statement and there is a contradiction between the first and last parts of the statement, it is uncertain whether we consider only the first part and the rental is per year, or we consider only the last part and the rental is per month.